Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Holla.
Holla!
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle from Brands by Bravo. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Before we get into Roni, Season 5, Episode 8, Dirty Old Dad, I have to ask, Danielle, what are your thoughts on this week's episode of Beverly Hills? Because this week's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is like the dinner party from hell part two. It's just phenomenal. And I watched it live and I wish I didn't because none of my friends did. And I was just like, I need to talk. So I would love to hear your thoughts and feelings.
It was amazing. It wasn't even just the dinner party that was great. Like all the scenes leading up to it. It's the first time we met Morgan. And Kyle have Morgan weird energy
is
together.
Kyle's somewhat like, so they're friends. They're very close friends. And Morgan is a country singer that Kyle also represents in some way, shape or form, invests in.
Yeah, there's money involved in there some way, for sure.
And also tattooing.
Yeah. I don't think they're having any sort of love connection, but their vibes were weird.
I think it is Kyle is obsessed with the person that Morgan gets to be.
Agree.
And I think that Kyle believes that she cannot be that. Which is sad because I think it's just Morgan being herself.
Yeah, I agree. And I do also think like if Kyle was going to take a dip in the lady pond, she doesn't seem like someone who would not share that, you know? Like,
oh, I totally believe she wouldn't share that. Her entire career has been making other people share stuff on television and her not sharing much.
Really? I don't know. I'm a Kyle apologist, so.
I know you are. In my phone, your photo is Kyle. That's why
I forgot about that.
I really need to hear your opinion because I feel like this episode especially was like, Kyle, you have completely changed from who you were.
Yes, I really didn't like how unsympathetic. I don't think Sutton needed sympathy, but she really wasn't listening to Sutton when Sutton was telling her the stuff about her ex-husband. Like I understand.
You.
No. Like you don't need to be sympathetic. It's not the right word. Understanding of.
Just not thinking life about only in financial terms. Like,
yes,
she just couldn't strip away. So the issue that Sutton came to Kyle with was like, hey, I was really weird when I did the whole name him, like, which will go down in infamy as well. Because I found out that my husband was moving to London.
My ex-husband's
moving to London, is going to take our son, and he wants me to go too, and so that we can all have to live there. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And so now I figured it out, though, and he's going to stay with me. And I'm going to be a full-time parent now, and I'm going to have to take my husband to court to get more money. And Kyle just was like, oh, you poor thing, you have to go to London, or you're going to just get more money. And I was like, I just feel like original Kyle, OG Kyle, First Nose Edition, would have been like, oh my God, you thought you were going to lose your ability to have your home and your child.
Yes. Yeah. It was very, like, she just was really rude. And
just didn't take the money factor out of it, because I don't think what Sutton was worried about was the finances of any of it. She was really like, my husband's a big, bad, scary, and I don't want to have to go up against him in court, because it was brutal last time, and he has the best of the best, and I am nothing. And like, yeah. Yes, we all know she has benoodles amounts of money, but when it comes to caring for a child who's used to a certain way of life, and you're taking away his father, like, there's just so many things in that I feel like I was just shocked that Kyle wasn't even going to think for a minute of Sutton as a mother.
Yeah.
No matter what you think of her, she's a mom.
Yeah. And maybe she was thinking like, well, two of the kids are older, and James, I don't know how old he is. He's probably like 16 or 17. So maybe she wasn't thinking of it in terms of like him being little, but no, she was very unsympathetic to
you. Can't tell me if I was like, Kyle, Mauricio's moving to Mexico and taking Portia, and you have to move.
Yeah.
You would be like, oh, poor me, I have to move to Mexico, or I have to sue you for all this money. No, mm-hmm. Kyle, you would have been fucking on the floor.
Yeah, no, it was super messed up. But there was also so many funny moments in this scene. When Kyle goes to Garcelle and she's like, where'd you get your necklace? And Garcelle goes, Zara.
Zara, that was good.
I
have to watch that episode at least 10 more times, because there were so many amazing. Denise Richards came in, Camille came back. Both of them were like Waldorf and Ascot or whatever from like the Muppets. They were just like these two sideshow freaks just talking, and I mean freaks in the best way. Like, they were just so ridiculous comic relief.
Yeah,
there was just so many layers. The poor chefs that were making cannabis food that were stuck in the kitchen being like, do we go, should we serve this food?
Always happens.
I just liked that Kyle was very much making her, and you know, this is just me extrapolating on what I'm seeing on the show, but I was really like, you're martyring yourself and being like, everyone's mad at me just because I'm getting healthy, when that's not what they're saying. They're not like, oh, we're mad at you that you're getting healthy. They're like, wow, Kyle, there's been a fuck ton of changes that are really like 180s. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle's like, well, now I have to have a dinner with that's based off of weed, so people still think I'm cool. And I'm like, you totally missed the point of everyone's concern.
Yeah, I don't like, though, the quips about her drinking and not drinking. But that's just a personal thing that I really, really hate, when people care if you drink or not.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
That is like such a pet peeve of mine. Like, I sometimes, especially in my more drinking years, some days I just wouldn't feel like drinking that much. And like, if I had a headache, like it's very easy for me to say no to a drink. I don't get peer pressured into it. And I would hate when someone be like, oh, you're not drinking. I'm like, what do you care what I do? Like, what do you, I'm not sitting here being a grump. And the Kyle was clearly not doing that. So I do really, I don't like how that is a part of it. Like, if she doesn't want to drink,
I agree.
That's no one's business.
I 100% agree, and I do think that that's been shitty. I just don't think that it's like, oh, we're mad at you for being healthy. I think a lot of it is, A, people not willing to face their own drinking, because they're all hinting that Sutton has an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it's like, it's more so that you just changed overnight. Like, you were Tequila Splits Richards. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, what me there, you're not giving any reason as to why you wanted to do this. You're just like, I'm just being healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a she's not explaining why she wanted to do these things. So
and
we'll
she's
see.
Not talking about the Mauricio of it all. And you can't spend the past, whatever, 15 seasons of this show calling out everybody and saying, just be real. And not bring in the fact that, like, yes, you said once that you're having a bad year with your marriage. What the fuck does that mean? That's very ambiguous. You would have dick slapped Lisa Vanderpump with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine if Lisa Vanderpump came in like that and didn't explain herself? Kyle would have lost her shit.
Yeah, agree, agree.
I'm so excited that you agree.
Listen, I'm a Kyle apologist and Kyle fan, but I'm not like a tree hugger who, you know, won't admit when someone is wrong. So I'm willing to do that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, let's get to the episode.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm thankful for you letting me vent about that. And I'm also thankful to the audience. I'm sorry if you guys aren't Beverly Hills fans and you're just here for the New York of it all. But watching that last night and just seeing Sutton be like, what the fuck? Like, just really. I was like, I need somebody else to be on my side.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Well, we are doing episode 9 of season 5.
It's 9?
I thought yeah.
Oh.
No, it's 9. It's 9. Making me second.
Sturdy old dad, right?
Yes.
Okay. I did get that part right. Sorry, everybody.
And dirty old dad, it is. But we don't start in Miami. We start with Carol at Carol's apartment, and we get to see Carol's stairs when she's running up and down.
Ooh, those things scare the shit out of me.
Yes. Whose idea to have, I don't like to have stairs without a railing. I just would never agree to such a thing. But no. She's talking about her book again, and that it's taken her 4 years to write this book. And I'm just like, how does it take 4 years to write a book?
I don't think she focused on it all that much.
But what else was she doing? Like, that's her whole job.
Having fun.
I don't know. But then, did you notice, by the way, did it say that it was her sister-in-law on the phone?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I swear I saw that, and then I forgot to rewind. And then I was like, oh, she does have siblings. Because remember earlier in the season when Ramona asked her about having a sister, and she, like, had a weird pause? Maybe that's why she had the weird pause, because she has a sister-in-law. So that would make more sense.
Oh, that is interesting. It was fascinating watching her pack, because she would have to go up and down the stairs to her closet in this lofted apartment to get her clothing, and then walk down these stairs that have no railing. Like, I was just like, why don't you just throw the clothes from the top of the stairs so you don't have to keep going up and down and maybe murdering yourself?
Yeah. I'm not sure. But she's packing to go to Miami, and she picks up Sonia, and they go to Miami. That's really about it. And then it picks up at Carol's friend's apartment, who this Miami apartment is ridiculous. It's a penthouse. It's in the art district. I don't know enough about Miami to like know where it's located, but this apartment is insane. It has a private pool on a private terrace. It's a penthouse. It's overlooking like beautifulness. And Ramona and Aviva show up at the apartment too.
Oof, and Ramona's all over this place. She is just like, what is this neighborhood? Must be like, she's very Jessel and like the, oh, is this up and coming?
She's like, yeah, you bought it for $5 million. You'll sell it in a few years for 10. And her friend is like, this is not, both of them are like, what are you talking about? This is not an up and coming neighborhood. It didn't seem like.
And she was just like, oh, you know, you're not by the water, but I guess it's nice that you can see it. Like this apartment, this penthouse is premium real estate, no matter what year it is. You can't tell me that it's not. The way that it's built, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean,
of course you agree. You're not a jerk like Ramona.
She's such a dick. Oh, my God.
She shits all over it.
Yeah, and Carol is very, like, not okay with that.
I get it. Could you imagine if, like, you just invite a friend to, like, let's say my place, and they were just like, well, I mean, it's all right, but, like, your view of Philadelphia isn't all of Philadelphia or something, you know? Like, it's just like, what the fuck?
So weird. It's just she has no class and can't read a room. That's for sure.
I will say the worst part about the apartment is the pool to me. Not that it's a private pool that's gorgeous. It looks like it's right on the edge of the world. And I'm so proud of Aviva for getting in it, because the entire time when people are like sitting on the ledge of this pool, I'm like, you're going to fall 1,000 stories to your death.
I think it gave the illusion of that, but I don't think it was as close to the railing as it looked. I think because it was like clear, you couldn't really fully tell, because no one seemed like too panicked about it.
It scared the crap out of me the entire time. I was like, don't fall.
So they're swimming in this pool and they start doing some face yoga. And of course, like Sonia and Ramona just are being kind of rude. They're laughing, giggling. Like the others are trying to take it seriously.
I have to say, I have friends who do face yoga. They've never done injectables. They're not even really like people who are into creams. They have phenomenal face, like great skin. And like, I do believe in face yoga and face.
Oh, yeah. Friends.
I think it's totally legit. And for Ramona and Sonia, two people who are just like, we're all about looking young, like for them not to give any like chance to believe in this free methodology of like staying young. I was just like, this is, you guys are showing your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were super annoying. They were giving giggly squad in the corner, like,
yeah,
just being rude. And I hate when people are like that or not listening. That's definitely a pet peeve.
Like, this is the host, like this woman's hosting you, she's sharing knowledge with you, and you guys are giggling in this corner like little schoolgirls being like, we're too cool.
Yeah, I don't like it. And then there's a whole thing, and this happens twice in this episode, with Aviva's leg and getting the leg wet. Ooh. And Ramona just being so I cannot believe Aviva didn't tell her to shut the fuck up, because I probably would have done that. Like, basically, Aviva gets the leg wet and Ramona keeps being like, you can't get it wet. Where's your swimming leg? And going on and on. And it's like, bro, what the hell do you know about prosthetics?
Also, it's Aviva's choice. If Aviva wants to get her non-swimming leg wet, she can get it wet. Like she said multiple times, like, yeah, she's not technically supposed to, but it will dry. It just takes longer. Like, but Ramona is literally like, you got to get out of the pool. Get out. Get out. I'm going to make you get out of the pool. And Carol really reads it right, where she's just like, Ramona wants to get out of the pool and she wants everyone to get out of the pool. And so she's using Aviva's like leg as a reason to make everyone else exit.
Yeah,
which is, it's so gross.
So gross. And it really made me like sad that Aviva didn't like stand up for herself, or that like that no one told Ramona like, okay, enough. Like I don't know where everyone else was to not say that to her.
I think it's one of those things where it's like you need the person to say that it's not okay before you assume it's not okay.
True.
Because they've been staying together. You don't know if she was like, hey, Ramona, I might have a couple of drinks. If I go in without my swimming leg on, tell me to go out. You know, like, I think that was more of the hesitation. But later in the episode, we'll see Aviva tell Carol, like, hey, next time she does that, you really need to have my back.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carol immediately tells us, like, you should have your own back, too. Mm-hmm. So it is a catch-22.
Yeah. So Sonia is staying also with Aviva. So now it's Sonia with Ramona and Mario. And they're getting ready for their dinner at night. And Sonia literally breaks the shower.
Like, how do you break a shower?
I don't know. Reed couldn't even, he's like trying to fix it. He's in there. He's like, how the hell do they even do this? And
so she's in a towel in Mario and Ramona's bathroom while they're getting ready. And this is one of the first times where they've really alluded to the fact that these three have maybe, you know, had sex with multiple partners. As Vicky would say.
Yeah, but I don't actually think that at all. Well, we know Mario was having sex with other people, but I certainly don't think Ramona was. That's for sure.
I would not be shocked if you were like, Ramona, Sonia, and Mario had a threesome.
Really?
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
I think Ramona's way too prude. I think they would
take it to the grave, but I think people who are super conservative often will do the things that you would never think they would.
I agree, but I don't think Ramona would. She's way too prude to do that.
I've seen her and Sonia, the way that they are with each other.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll ever find out, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, and like also, this is purely conjecture and entertainment. This is not defaming anyone's character, because also I think it would make them so much cooler if they did.
Oh my god, yeah, if that ever came out, for sure. So Aviva's dad is back, and he's literally in far too many scenes this episode. Like,
yeah,
I was shocked that the producers were like, yeah, let's invite George to everything, because that's the rest of the episode, he's basically there.
This was before the Me Too movement, and they were like, you know what's funny? Dirty old men.
Yeah. But gosh, is he funny sometimes, though, which is annoying that he makes me laugh.
He does have some good liners.
He says that Reed looks like he just walked out of Yale, and he's a boring dresser.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not wrong. Like, he is.
He's not wrong at all.
He is funny. And then Carol meets George for the first time, and Sonia, and Carol realizes why Aviva likes Ramona, because Ramona reminds her of her dad, George.
I thought that was so spot on.
Mm-hmm. Just completely inappropriate person.
Also, they somehow bring up Harry, and it's very frustrating, and it's short, but it's just kind of like, Carol's like, why does it always have to come back to this man?
Well, Ramona gets super annoyed that they keep talking about Harry. Like,
oh yeah,
she is like, I don't understand why we're talking about your ex-husband from your new husband. Like, this is so awkward. But it's like, he is the father of some of her children. Like, it's not like he's a black plague. And she also keeps being like,
I won't have you talk bad about him. But not one person has talked ill about him. They're really just being like, what about Harry fucking everybody?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's weird, and I don't like how much they talk about him in that sense, but Ramona is not the person that should be freaking out about it. She's the least like skin in the game when it comes to Harry.
Oh, for sure. Well, especially at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Aviva goes to make a speech. And when I tell you, this is such an ick of mine, she calls her dad daddy.
Oh.
And I don't like when grown adults call their parents mommy and daddy.
So I agree, but the rule in my house was that I wasn't allowed to stop calling my dad daddy until I was 21. But the joke's on him, because he died before
that. I knew how that story was going to end, and I was like, is she gonna say it? And I was like,
going to,
you said it.
It's my joke, it's my life, but it's true.
Is that in your bit anywhere?
Probably at some point. I mean, I get how gross it is, but I also understand where my dad was coming from, because it was like, as soon as I stopped calling him daddy, it meant that he was old. I think post 2000s it just seems too, like, sexual.
It's just weird. I just don't like it.
After the rise of the sugar daddy, it's maybe just like,
the only time I like it is Jack Whitehall, a British comedian, mm-hmm. has a TV show, Travels with My Father, and there's a bunch of seasons. And he always goes, Daddy, and it just makes me laugh because it's with a British accent. And it's like, I think it's like part of the spoof that he always refers to his dad as Daddy, no, we can't do that. Like, that is funny to me, but and they even call her out that she says Daddy. And I just don't like it. It's an ick, and I'm not a fan.
I used to call my mom Ma. I really loved Ma. And she hated it. She thought it was just like the most gauche Long Island thing ever. And she was like, I'm mom, I'm mother, I'm mommy. And I was just like, all right, bye. No problem.
I like it. This is super random, but it just reminded me of this because I'm talking about names and everything. With your grandparents, what did you refer to them as?
So I only had one that was living and she was my grandma.
Okay. Would you say her like grandma first name or grandma last name?
Well, because the other one was gone, it was just that grandma.
True. Okay, because I have always called my grandparents, it was always like Grandpa Eddie and Grandpa Ernie, first names.
Okay, yeah.
We were discussing this in my friend group, and my friend was like, no, I called them like Grandma Smith. And I was like, you what? Last name? Oh. And then another person was like, yeah, same thing in my family. And I was like, these are your grandparents.
You weren't a last name.
No, we were not.
You didn't call them Mr. and Mrs. and...
But even your grandparents, I've never heard that. And that was shocking to me.
I wouldn't be surprised if my family did that. I will say when my mother was a grandma, she was grandma. And then the other one was, I think it was Nana was my brother's
wife's
mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm, mother-in-law.
And then my sister's, I don't know if it was. It might have been Grandma Zajac and Grandma Funk.
That's so weird to me. I can't even picture calling my grandpa that. So strange. I don't know. I'd never heard that. And I was like, the only time that would make sense to me is literally if your grandparents have the same first name. Like if they're both Grandpa Mike and you have to differentiate.
I just think it's like in my family, it was just thought of as rude to call adults by their first name as children. Which looking back on it now, you're right. That's super weird.
It's super weird.
You have to do that.
I understand maybe family friends you call them Mr. or Mrs. But grandparents? Your literal family? That was so weird to me. I was like, and I was shocked that it wasn't just one friend, it was two. And now I'm like polling everyone on that.
No, that's very, it's a true riddle there.
Yeah, when Derek and I, whenever we have disagreements, we have a group chat with like 15 of our friends. And if we can't agree, then we always ask the group to see who's correct on things.
Ooh.
Yeah. We had to do that once. Like I was asking early on in dating, I was asking like, Were your grandparents born? Like all these questions about his grandparents. And he's like, who knows these things? And I was like, a lot of people. A lot of people know these things.
A lot of people.
Yep. And so then we asked our friends and they all knew. And he did not. So, but I'm like obsessed with lineage, stuff like that. Okay, back to this.
Figure out where I am in my notes.
Oh, well, the next thing that happened is Ramona, who's so uncomfortable by the Harry conversation, gets up and goes into the kitchen and tells them to skip the salad and go right to the entree. And we have seen this behavior before, and it reminded me of Black Shabbat. Remember when she did that in the last season of Roni?
I was dying when she did this. I thought it was, and like Aviva and Reed are sitting there kind of being like, is this really happening? I've just never, it's so rude. Even if you're hungry, to be like, no, you are going to forget the salad and go straight to the entree without asking the host or hostess of how they feel about it.
It was ridiculous. Like, who, the audacity. Her name should be Ramona Audacity Singer because that's...
Well, if you think that's audacious,
oh my God, I don't even want to say
for this next conversation.
I can't even say it, and I hope, like, I can't.
I will, because Carol asks... Like, Carol is having fun.
I'm going to take my headphones out so I don't have to hear it again, because that's how much it grossed me out what George says.
All right, I'll give you the thumbs up when I'm done. So Carol is having fun with George, and she asks him when the last time he had sex was, and he's going on and on about it, and he says, Well, I'll give you your first squirting orgasm.
I cannot. That is, oh my God. I won't even make the gagging noises because I despise people who make gagging noises because it makes me gag, but like literally disgusting. Not the idea that a squirting orgasm is disgusting. No sex shame. That this gross ass man is
it's
saying
not
this.
Dinner conversation in front of your daughter.
With someone you just met.
Yeah. With your daughter's friend.
Being filmed to be on TV.
It's just, and then she's like, Aviva tries to change the conversation. And so she's like, tell them about your like most serious girlfriend after mom died. And he was like, oh, as a 35-year-old. And then why did it end, Dad? Why did it end? And he was like, oh, she caught me with a 23-year-old. And Ramona was like, that's not nice. Why'd you bring that up? That's so mean. And it was just like, it was so weird for Ramona to chastise Aviva on that.
Yeah, she's defending George cheating on his girlfriend. Well, he wasn't ready. And we're all just like, it made me laugh because I'm like, oh, well, do you already know about Mario's cheating at this point? Like, and you're prepared for it to come out. And that's why you're saying it's fine. Like, weird. Very weird.
During the like meeting of Sonia, which I don't think we really talked about, like him and Sonia don't really seem to have a connection. Like the whole reason George is being brought over is to theoretically make a love connection with Sonia. And the only thing they have really in common is the enjoyment of sex and scotch, which is, that's like being like, I like puppies and pizza, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what a stretch.
Yeah. It's very strange. Thank God that dinner ended, though. But
and
we're not done with George.
They get to hang out with George Moore at his cabana.
Yeah, so they go to George's apartment. He has a cabana. They're on the beach. It looks like a terrible beach day. Super windy.
Like, oh, and he hugs everyone, but then he hugs Sonia and says, I longed for you last night. And the way he said it was creepy. And then Mario actually had a really funny joke where he was just like, George, you look like Jack LaLanne, which was the fitness expert. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the Jack LaLanne gyms, but like, look up Jack LaLanne. And like, he was like a short guy that was very like built, like very muscular. So
then George also compliments his daughter on her body.
For the second time.
What a body, which is just like.
And then Ramona tells him not to do that. And then they're like, you should go to the nude beach. And he's like, I went to the nude beach. They're mostly lesbians. Which was just, oh, George. And then he squeezes Sonia's ass and she's telling him that you can't do that again. And Ramona tells us that like George thinks he has a chance. He has none.
Yeah, it's very, very obvious. Then we get a quick little like, oh yeah, there's other cast members of just Heather and her husband on a date back in New York.
Wait.
Oh, was there more on the beach?
I think you purposely skipped this, but I do have to say that George pokes Sonia with his boner.
No, that's not until Art Basel. That's not until the nighttime.
Oh no, I'm sorry, you're right. They say, oh, no, this was, they go into the hot tub, but George won't go because he's afraid of getting a boner.
Yeah, I did skip that part.
Too many discussions about George's boner in this whole thing. But yeah. Yes, Heather and her husband go and have the Kathy Hilton special of caviar. They have that for dinner.
Yeah, and they just discuss how they're both very busy and need to make more time for each other.
So this is something that I actually wanted to ask you as somebody who's been in a long-term relationship, because this is a trope that happens in a lot of these housewife shows. And I was in a 10-year relationship when I was like 20. So like, it's been a while since I've been long committed. And I just, is it such a revelation to be like, we should have date night? Like, why do all these couples be like, you know what we should do? Go out on a date once in a while. That will save our marriage.
Like, yeah, I would say it's not the pre-baby. Because actually, we've had a lot of date nights since baby, which I'm very thankful for. Thank you, grandparents. We are not always the best at, like, if we're not hanging out with other people, like, let's pick a nice restaurant and make a plan to go out on, like, okay, a nighttime. And so maybe, like, that sometimes could have more effort. Like, it's not like we're not hanging out. It's okay, like, let's not just go to the same place we always go, or like, let's make a reservation just for the two of us to go out, like that. Do I think that's like,
I just feel like at base level, all of these couples are like, you know what we should do? Spend time together.
Yeah. But
what that, like, that would maybe make us like each other more.
And yeah. Just, yeah. I think it's like just doing stuff together. Like, I remember when we first moved in together, it was like, we kind of stopped doing stuff because mm-hmm. the thing is, you're around each other all the time. So you don't have to make that effort to, let's meet up and go to the movies, let's meet up and go to dinner here. Like, it's all of a sudden we're home all the time. So I remember we struggled with that, like, right when we first moved in. And then definitely could be more effort. Now it's like, oh my God, yay, we get to go out and, like, you know, be out just the two of us now, which is nice when that happens. But, and I'm sure, like, we've never been super career busy people, so I can't really say it's like, oh, I spend my, you know, neither of us are going to happy hours for work and this and that. Like, I don't have jobs like they have sometimes, you know, with that fair stuff.
Okay. But right, that does make sense. I just always feel like it's such a revelation to all of these couples that are just like we even saw, like, Angie and her husband last week being like, oh my God, it's been 2 years since we've had dinner together outside of the house. And I'm just like, how does that happen?
That is wild, because their daughter is not young. So I do not understand how that, I'm like,
I guess it's just because, like, I'm a single person and I take myself out, like, at least, like, every, like, I would say, like, at least once every 3 months.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine not being like, if there was somebody else here, that I wouldn't be like, let's go out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like we, you know what we love to do? We love to sit at the bar at restaurants. Like, that's a big, because we're terrible at making reservations, we tend to just, like, show up on a Saturday night at a place and then the bar is what's open, but I love to sit at the bar. So
there's more action. There's more of a chance to talk to other people too, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Really great view of the, like, the whole restaurant. And you can also hear the tea of the staff.
Yeah. And I will say also, you have to think, we live in a much more work from home society now, where both of them and a lot of others were probably going to an office all the time, not seeing each other during the day, coming home, dealing with the kids, and then they're tired at night. Literally, Derek and I are, like, together a lot, like, a lot. Sometimes I think when we have fights, it's because we spend too much time with each other, like, physically in the home. Especially when I was, like, on maternity leave and literally never leaving the house. So part of our move that we're, like, excited for is to, like, have a place to separate and be like, I'm gonna go hang out with my dad for the night. Bye. And, like, have a little bit more of that. So we have a bit more balance on that. But yeah, no, it is. I think it's just, you get comfortable and you just stay in your routine sometimes. So, but 2 years that's insane.
I'm glad that you cleared that up. For me, it makes a lot more sense, because I was just like, why does everyone act like this is a fucking revelation that we should hang out if we're together?
Yeah, it's it just becomes easy to not plan to do stuff when you live together, because you're like, oh, I'm with you all the time. But it is special to, like, go out, get dressed up, you know, when it's not for other people or going to events with other people, just to. My parents were huge on date night my entire life growing up. They went out every single Saturday night. We had a babysitter Saturday night.
That's great.
That's why they're still very happily married after 43 years.
I was just talking with my siblings about, like, how funny it was that our parents used to hold pre-cana at our house. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, before you get married in the Catholic Church, you have to go through, like, the test of, like, it's a good thing in theory. Like, they make sure that you guys feel the same way about finances, about children, about, like, how you want to run your household. But the most ironic thing was that, like, my parents were, like, the leaders of the community, and before they would run this, they would have, like, huge fights, like, house shaking fights and, like, hit each other and, like, be in, like, the most tense of relationship tenuousness and then be teaching these 20-year-olds how to have a relationship. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, our parents were really quite the example for people.
We did we had to have like one, we got married by a rabbi, so we just had to do like one little like meeting with him. Mm-hmm. And every time he's like, did you guys talk about this? And we're like, we have, like we left and we like high five. We're like, we nailed that. We've talked about everything. Like we were like, how the hell do people get to this point and be like, no, we haven't discussed it. But there was really like little things and good things he brought up that we like a few things that we'd never like discussed. Like when you came home from school, did you have to do your homework right away? Like what was those rules like for you? And you know, that like even specifics, but yeah.
I know way too many couples, way too many, that never even talked about having kids before they were getting married.
No, I don't understand that. I have to talk about everything all the time.
And people are like, oh, I can't believe you bring that up on like a first date. I'm like, that's really fucking important. Cause like, you need to, especially for like dudes and like my age, I'm just like, I will never have a child. I don't want a child. Like,
yeah.
I think that's something that you should tell somebody straight up, because like, why are you going to invest all this time if that's something that you really want?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's strange to me. Like, I mean, I feel like we do see it on Housewives often. I'm just like, huh? You don't know this? Like, that's wild to me.
Love but makes people do cuckoo things.
Indeed.
Well, back to the episode. They go to the place that I've always wanted to go, which is Art Basel. Did you ever watch Gallery Girls?
Of course I watched Gallery Girls. What Art a Basel devastating cancellation. That show should have lasted, and I really don't know why it didn't.
So good. But that show made me want to go to Art Basel, and the fact that they're all at the South Beach party at Art Basel, and I was just like, oh, one time in my life I will be able to go there, because I'm like a huge art nerd. I mean, I live in the museum district, have not been to the Philadelphia Museum of Art yet. It's literally on my block. I am the worst. But I think Art Basel looks so cool, and this is where they have the dick poking moment. Yeah,
Sonia basically, like, sits down. There's like this like bed thing, and Sonia and Ramona like lay on it, and George just like came up behind her, and and this is so uncomfortable. Sorry, this is her friend's father. This isn't like some random dude. She can't like, you know, she wants to, as Lala would say, get popped and pop off on him. But
well, and it's even worse because he's like, well, it's your fault. You're not wearing any panties. You're not wearing any bra, and her face is looking really uncomfortable. I feel like, you know, Sonia is known to be like the good time girl, the fun girl. I feel like she was very much like, I don't feel good or safe right now.
Oh, 100%. But like, this wasn't just like a random guy hitting on her, you know, this is her friend's dad. So I don't think she knew. She
couldn't do anything.
She didn't know what to do. And it was so uncomfortable and fucking George. So,
and she tells us, she's like, he doesn't play hard to get. And that's annoying.
She also says she wouldn't like to see him unless it's in a room with 500 people.
Yeah, because she doesn't feel safe with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And good reason, because he's talking about how he does horny goat weed and whips and chains to get it up first doggy style. I mean, I don't even know the real connection between all of this conversation, but it was not a normal conversation that you have with your dad and your friends.
It's just gross. It's so we leave that. Yeah.
We go back to New York, and it's more shopping because Carol has magically transported back to New York. And I have to say, I feel like this season of New York is the most shopping that we've seen. Like, I just feel like early seasons of New York, I did not realize how often they were shopping in stores.
Yeah. Is it because it's like winter and it's cold and they don't know what else to do with them? They need to be inside? I don't know.
I just don't feel like we see housewives shop as much as they do. And maybe it could also be like early seasons. They needed sponsorships. They needed like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was very interesting. So they're going to the store. And once again, Carol tries to bring up to Luann something that she might have done wrong. And as we saw with Heather in the eyebrow shop last week, doesn't really work that well. Because she's like, hey, my friend, and like you went to Rajana's like husband's shop, and like, or like you were with Rajana and her husband came in, and like she's like, yeah, I told him that he could let me borrow clothes. And like Carol was like, that's not okay. And she was like, well, he invited me to Fashion Week, so like we're gonna have fun. And like Carol keeps trying to be like, I'm protective of my friends, I would never do that, I don't feel cool about that. And Lou is just really not picking up what Carol is putting down.
No.
Carol's like, thanks for letting me know how you feel about them.
And I also feel like it took a lot for Carol to tell Luann that she was uncomfortable by it. Like, she isn't one for that sort of stuff. And Lou just right over the head.
And then back in Miami, Viva tells Sonia to keep George in his place, which is also problematic. But then she also asks Sonia, how do I deal with Ramona? You know, Ramona's really overbearing. Ramona keeps, you know, pigeonholing me as the girl with one leg. Like, what do I do? And Sonia is basically like, well, there's no filter. But then Sonia tells us, you think this is the first time a mutual friend of ours has pulled me aside and been like, how the fuck do you deal with her? Which I thought was very interesting, honest, and like so wonderfully real of Sonia in that moment of just being like, I don't know. I realize that Ramona's the worst, but she's fun.
Yeah, like I think that's why their friendship continuously works for all these seasons because Sonya's probably the only one that doesn't try to change her
Yeah,
and just deals with her for
that's
how she
true.
is. She's just like, yep, this is her. So either you like me or you don't, type thing.
One thing that we didn't touch on, but throughout the entire episode, George is also kind of hitting on Ramona, and Mario's there, and Mario just keeps being like, you can flirt, but like, don't hit on her. And like, he does toe that line a lot, and it's weird. And so far, Ramona seems to be fun and having a good time with George, but I feel like those tables shall turn.
Yes, indeed. Yes, they will. And yeah, I think that was the episode. We're done with Miami. It was a nice short little trip. I hope to not see George, but I know he comes back. I don't know if it's this season or next season, but
Yeah, I think it's next season where there's the bigger George of it all, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah, we are cruising along. We're getting close to the big trip, which I'm very excited about because we know so much stuff happens on the trip. And
This was a
yeah,
great episode. I really, really like this
this no, the
episode.
season has absolutely picked up.
Yeah, for
It's
sure.
getting very entertaining. Absolutely.
Well, anything else about Bravo or anything else going on that you want to bring up before we leave?
Don't think so.
Did you hear Tina Turner sigh? That
No, I didn't.
was really funny. I'm
Oh, wait, I'm
holding my
wearing, by the
tongue.
way, I don't think you can see it. And obviously, no one listening can see it. It's a little horseshoe necklace I found
Horse
from
girl.
Horse Girl. I think I bought it with my bat mitzvah money.
Oh.
It's like a really like cute little like horseshoe with little diamonds in it. I'm pretty sure it was a gift that I bought with my bat mitzvah money. So I've been rocking
I'm
it this
sure it's
week.
just as much as Sutton's horse. No, I'm kidding.
Definitely. But
But
yeah,
did you see
my.
the fun fact that Sutton's horse is in the same stable as Lisa's Vanderpump's horse?
No, I did not.
Yes.
Very
So,
interesting.
horse neighbors.
Love that. Horse girl, that's me.
Well, for all you horse guys and gals out there, thank you for listening. If you like horses or not, we appreciate you.
Indeed. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.